June 5th, Leonard Ross of Seyern, a thief, hanged at Stadstenach, was my first execution. Wolf Faber of Gutzendorf and Bartel Dockent of Westerfels, both executed at Stadt Kronach. Wolf, who was a thief, was hanged. Bartel, who was a murderer and had committed three murders, was executed on the wheel. Bartel Mercel of Mehrenruhl, a murderer who single-handedly committed two murders, the first at Bamberg at the Millware, where he stabbed a man and took his money, the other at Velkendorf on the mountains, when he cut the throat of a man who was sleeping with him on the straw in his shed and took his money, beheaded at Holfeld and exposed on the wheel. This was my first execution with the sword. March 19th. Eberler Eckhart, a young person of Nuremberg, a thief, as a favour beheaded standing, with the sword, here in Nuremberg. July 13th. A woman who murdered her illegitimate child, executed by drowning. August 6th. Hans Buchner, who had previously been whipped out of the town at Nuremberg, George Gabler of Schoenfeld, Michael Dietrich of Pernitzwin, whose alias was the Margrave, three thieves and robbers, beheaded here with the sword and exposed on the wheel. When they were being led out, the Margrave's wife wanted to see the poor sinners as they passed, and saw her own husband among them, whom she embraced and kissed, for she had not known her husband had been arrested, nor that he was a fellow of that sort. A thief, who was also a cutpurse, hanged, a thief hanged, a murderer beheaded, two thieves hanged. January 10th. Christoph Hauck, whose alias was the Fiddling Cobbler, from Neuenstadt, a shoemaker by trade, also a fiddler and drummer and a great thief. He also played the jester at the town festivals, hanged at Nuremberg, took leave from the world as a Christian. He'd been spared the gallows 12 years before at Kulmbach. George Pressegal of Notzka, a thief who killed his wife and afterwards hanged her, so it might be supposed she had hanged and destroyed herself, had also formerly stabbed a man, beheaded with the sword at Nuremberg, and dissected, that is to say, cut up. George Schorpf, a lecher, guilty of beastliness with four cows, two calves, and a sheep, beheaded for unnatural vice at Veln, and afterwards burnt, together with a cow. February the 20th. Catherine Brooklyn, a native of Birkenstadt, formerly called Stamlet Cathra and the Foreigner, whom my father formerly whipped out of the town of Presick with rods. Lately, consorting with thieves and robbers, formed a band of 16 and attacked people by night at many places. Bound their victims, tortured, beat and wounded them, forced and extorted money from them, robbed and stole their clothes. Beheaded with the sword at Nuremberg. She should have been executed on the same day 12 weeks earlier, but obtained a respite on the pretext of pregnancy, which was not true. Anna Bischoffin of Augsburg, formerly whipped out of Würzburg and branded on the cheeks, set fire to a shed at Kutzen Farm at Lauf on St. John's Baptist Day on account of a purse, which she had mislaid and thought had been stolen from her. Beheaded with the sword, standing at Lauf, her body burnt, her head set up on the scaffold. Gave out she was pregnant, thinking to obtain a respite, but it was not true. Henser of Geiselwind, whose alias was the Fat Lad, Henser Paulaf of Hernde, Killian Wurm of Wernsbach, Hans Schwerber, and Hensler Klopfer, five thieves, who, with the previously executed Silly Mary and Country Kate, had burgled and stolen. They'd also formerly been whipped out and put in the stocks 10 times. They had to be clothed, for they were naked and bare. Some of them knew no prayers and had never been in a church. The eldest were 22, 17, 16 and 15 years old, the youngest 13 years. All five hanged here in Nuremberg. March 24th, Heinrich Hurt, whose alias was the Shopman, a thief and murderer, killed a carrier who had driven to the town for 30 years and took his money. Took 17 florins from another carter, 6 florins from another carter, and also stole 4 horses. Executed on the wheel at Nuremberg. Anna Palesteinen of Nuremberg, because she had had carnal intercourse with a father and a son, and similarly with 21 married men and youths, her husband conniving, was beheaded here with the sword standing. Her husband, called Jerome Pilestein, was whipped out of the town. He wrote these lines on the wall of St. Peter's Church near her grave. Father and son should have been treated as she was. In the other world, I shall summon emperor and king, because justice has not been done. I, poor man, suffer, though innocent. Farewell, and good night. February 9th. Elizabeth Auerholtin, who tried to defraud people, giving out that she could conjure and dig up treasure, as she did with devilish incantations and ceremonies at the houses of a soldier's wife, of Councillor Fisher's wife, etc. This was how she carried out her tricks. When she came into a house and wanted to cheat someone, she used to fall down as if she was ill or in convulsions, giving out afterwards that she had a wise vein hidden in her leg, whereby she could foretell and reveal future events and discover hidden treasures. And that when she entered a house, her veins never left her in peace until she announced these things. Also that the realms of earth were opened out before her, and that she saw therein gold and silver, as if looking into a fire. If any doubted, she asked them to spend the night in the house, so that she could speak with the spirit of the treasure. When this happened, she behaved at night with her whisperings, questions and answers, as if someone was speaking to her, and gave out afterwards that it was a poor lost soul who could not enter into bliss, and that they must dig for treasure. Then the people let themselves be persuaded by her, believing such tales because of the horrible incantations which she used, and caused the ground to be dug up. During this digging, she would slip a pot full of coals into the hole and give out that she had dug it up herself. This she commanded them to lock up in a chest for 3 weeks and not touch it, and then it would turn to gold. Meanwhile, she decamped, and the coals remained coals. She was beheaded here on account of her frauds, had only one leg, and had to be carried to execution. May 7th. Matthew Sturz of Gruntling, a soldier who had served in 5 campaigns, stabbed a ditcher of Eilsdorf near the Rabenstein because he is said to have begged of him. And when the burgomaster spoke to him, asking why he had so wounded him, he stabbed him also, went afterwards into the city and asked to be tried. Had been a Catholic, but turned Lutheran. Beheaded at Eilsdorf. May 27th. Kunz Neuner, who 12 years ago, on account of some pigeons taken from him, and also being drunk, in his fury set fire to and burnt down his house and helped to extinguish the fire with others. Then 3 years ago, he stole to the value of 60 florins from one of his friends at Pirngau, and when the latter thrashed him for it, he threatened to burn his house, so that the friend had to agree to pay 50 florins besides. Then also threatened one of his friends at the Rockstock, from whom he had stolen a cow and who had recovered it, that if he did not give him 15 florins, he would burn down his house and farm so that it could be swept up with a broom afterwards. Lastly, he stole much in the way of bedclothes and corn at different times. For these crimes, he was beheaded as a favour at Salzburg. October 13th. Konrad Zwickelsberger, burgher and compass maker of this town, because of his immoral relations with Barbara Wagnerin, a carpenter's wife, which, however, began before he had a wife and she a husband. 3 times he prompted the woman to put insect powder in her husband's food. This she did, putting it in some porridge and even eating 3 spoonfuls herself. Which powder did not harm the man, he vomited 6 times and she 2 times, for as Zwickel had told her, if she gave him too much, he would die, if little, he would only vomit. Zwickel also pledged himself by going to communion not to have intimacy with any other woman than with her, the carpenter's wife, and she was to go and promise him the same. Also, the man Zwickel gave 2 florins to an old witch that she might cause the carpenter to be stabbed, struck down, or drowned. In the same way, he had had immoral relations with the mother of the carpenter's wife 24 years before, and also with 3 sisters called Fisterin, as well as with other married women. For these crimes, he was beheaded as a favour and his body burnt. March 20th. Benedict N., who lived by stealing and other evil doings, was the son of a citizen and took to a vagrant life in various parts, lived about here in St. John's Quarter and made a living at the gambling houses, beheaded with the sword as a favour. June 26th. A bookbinder who stole more than 300 florins worth of goods from his master. Besides, he entered houses by night at various times and stole tin, copper, clothes, cloaks, meat, which he disposed of afterwards. The ladder was already placed against the gallows for him, but he was beheaded as a favour by the timber stacks. September the 11th. Two citizens here, one a wire drawer called Kepler, quite ruined the iron merchant Bartel Kostert by his thefts, for he entered his warehouse by night and locked it after him again so that no one saw or watched him. He stole iron wire and steel nails in considerable quantities, causing the goods to be hawked and sold among the workpeople by his wife and children. He also dealt in false coin. The other, a gardener and regular carrier and messenger, called the Cabbage Grower, who was entrusted with money several times and often found untrustworthy, lately ventured on a good trick. Knowing that he was carrying to Frankfurt some silver jewellery and money, which he had received here from worthy Master Rosenthaler, and for which he was responsible, he opened the parcel, sold some of the contents, wasted the money in eating and gambling, then made himself scarce. But at last, news was received that he was living in foreign territory. Both men hanged. Burnt alive here, a miller of Manburna, who, however, was lately engaged as a carrier of wine, because he and his brother, with the help of others, practiced coining and counterfeiting money, and clipping coins fraudulently. He also had a knowledge of magic. This miller, who had worked in the town mills here 3 years ago, fell into the town moat on Whitsunday. It would have been better for him if he had drowned. But it turned out, according to the proverb, what belongs to the gallows cannot drown in water. This was the last person whom I, Master Franz, executed.